ラジオ ETC。 英語には日本語のような敬語や謙譲語の言い回しがないという話を聞くことがあります。本当にそうなのでしょうか。デビッド・サインさんの書いた「その英語をネイティブにはこう聞こえます」にはこんな表現が紹介されています。後ほどお返事いたします。英語では何と言うでしょうか。 I'll answer that later。 この表現は日常会話であれば問題がありませんが、ビジネスで使うには少々ぶっきらぼうに聞こえてしまうそうです。おすすめの表現は Would you mind if I answer that later。 ところが ETC の河原先生からはさらにこんな説明がありました。
I'll answer that later. Of course, again, it really depends on how you say the things, on your intonation, on your expression. If you say, I'll answer you later, and you're smiling, and you're in a voice that is very sweet or very kind, and you say, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now, because I'm very busy and I have to go, but I'll answer you later. And you look at the person's face and you have an eye contact and you smile, the person will not feel disappointed, will understand. Okay, but if you say, you know, hardly look at the person, all the things you're doing, I'll answer you later. You know, the person, opposite person reaction will feel like a little bit coldness. Or, you know, you hardly care about, I'm, you know, asking you for some advice, or I am asking you for something and you seem very busy and more important things to do, okay? So sometimes in order not to make that person feeling that way, you better say, would you mind if I answer that later? And even if you say it in a very fast way and not looking at the person, the words speak by themselves. You understand? So you will say, would you mind if I answer you later? That means not that I don't care, it's just I'm in a hurry, I gotta go, or something like that.
英語の言葉の言い回しだけではなくて、目の前にいる相手にその言葉をどんな表情で、どんな姿勢で伝えるのか、そのことの大切さを教えてくれました。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。